It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll hear the story of how Milwaukee became a great food city and dig into some of the Cream City's rich culinary history.
First, a joint public hearing took place at the state capitol today with lawmakers taking a look at bills that would overhaul the Government Accountability Board, rewrite the state's campaign finance laws, and allow online voter registration.
If passed, these bills could mean serious changes for elections here in Wisconsin. That had emotions running high today at the Capitol.
Here with us now to break down today's hearing is Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol reporter. Hey, Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Veronica.
So let's start with the proposed changes to the Government Accountability Board. Can you recap that plan for us?
Yeah, basically what this would do is this Government Accountability Board that the legislature created back in 2007 on a bipartisan vote would basically be gone. I mean, the model of having judges in charge of decisions at the board, that nonpartisan model, that would be scrapped in favor of having an elections commission and an ethics commission, both of which would be run by partisan appointees, an even split of partisan appointees. And another major change, the Government Accountability Board right now has, when it's involved in investigations, can have as much money as it takes to pursue those investigations, as what's known as a sum sufficient appropriation in state government speak. That would be gone in the new elections and ethics commissions that are being drawn up by majority Republicans. So basically a wholesale change here, really going back from what the state has had since 2007 to a model that's very similar to the Federal Elections Commission and very similar to what the state of Wisconsin had with the ethics and elections boards, going back to before the GAB.
And this is one of the bills that's been really hotly contested. What was the atmosphere like at the Capitol today?
It's been a lengthy hearing, and you haven't heard from too many people yet. I can tell you that when GAB Director Kevin Kennedy got up to testify, he was really grilled by Republican lawmakers for hours, until at one point he was asked some questions by Republican Senator Chris Kapinga about what is his relationship with Lois Lerner. Lois Lerner being the IRS official who is overseeing audits of tax-exempt conservative groups. She's someone who has, like Kennedy, drawn the ire of Republicans. Kennedy really, he usually doesn't express emotions in these hearings, having watched him at many of them over the years. He really snapped back at Kapinga when Kapinga brought that up and, said, "Are you serious?" That's like right out of the McCarthy era to ask a question like that. "I owe you no explanation about my friendships." Kapinga persisted, and Kennedy eventually said that Lerner was a professional friend, and emails that have been released showing communication between the two haven't really shown anything nefarious other than they know each other and they talk.
Yeah, we heard that clip in your news piece just before the show started. It does sound like it was a heated exchange. Now, also, since the GAB's creation, this has been held up by some people as a model board for the nation. So what did lawmakers like Republican Senator Leah Vukmir have to say about why they think that it needs an overhaul, why it needs to change?
Yeah, they're really downplaying the idea that it's a national model, and they're actually saying that it's a national embarrassment. So who are people citing when they say it's a national model versus a national embarrassment? I think typically when you hear somebody say it's a national model, it's a professor who studies elections. So there are people in academics who work all over the country who study state election systems, and they have said that the GAB is a model that other states ought to follow, and that the reason other states have not followed it is because typically legislators don't like to give up that much control over decisions about ethics and elections, decisions that affect them. And so the GAB is rare for that reason. Republicans are saying it's an embarrassment, and they're citing the Wall Street Journal editorial page and John Stossel, broadcast journalist who did a piece recently, very critical of the GAB and for its role in a John Doe investigation of conservative groups in Governor Walker's campaign. And so You know, it's like they're kind of they're getting their news from different sources. It's pretty apparent at this hearing, and a lot of talking past each other.
We're talking to Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol reporter. We're talking about today's public hearing on proposed changes to the Government Accountability Board, campaign finance laws, and also online voter registration. Well, let's talk about the campaign finance legislation. What were we looking at there today?
Yeah, and then it really hasn't, because they've spent so much time so far on this Government Accountability Board, this rewrite of campaign finance laws has kind of been drown out, but these are some pretty big changes. I mean, I think the smallest change is that it would double the amount that you can give to candidates for office in Wisconsin. That's probably not that big a deal in the grand scheme of things. The bigger changes are that, you know, number one, it would codify a state Supreme Court decision from earlier this year that basically cleared the way for coordination between outside interest groups and political campaigns. Previously, this has been something that was understood to be illegal in Wisconsin. Federal courts have said it is legal for states to regulate coordination between campaigns and interest groups, but the state Supreme Court decision ruled that that type of prohibition in Wisconsin is unconstitutional. So this bill would say that as long as interest groups don't use words like vote for, vote against, or support, that they can coordinate basically as much as they want with campaigns. That's a pretty big deal because these interest groups can get their donations in unlimited amounts. They can get anonymous donations. And so if they're working with campaigns, that could potentially take a lot of those donations off the books. Another big change that's being considered in this campaign finance bill from Republicans is that it would allow for unlimited contributions from individuals to political parties and legislative campaign committees. So, you know, that's why I say that increasing the limits of what you can give to candidates isn't that huge a deal, because you could have mega donors, not that Wisconsin has a ton of them, but they have them, who could give whatever they want to legislative campaign committees, and you would greatly increase the power of legislative leaders who control those committees.
And Sean, finally, we're going to wrap up with a bill that would pave the way for online voter registration. Now, initially, this was a bipartisan thing. There were Democrats on board with it. Now Democrats leaving the fold on this. So catch us up on where we are with this one.
Yeah, this has been an issue that's typically been pushed for by Democrats. Republicans have started to embrace it over the past couple sessions. This year, it looked like a bipartisan bill was going to happen. The thing is, this would make a change that Democrats don't like. It would get rid of these special registration deputies. These can be groups like the League of Women Voters who go out and register people. Sometimes they can be registering them in nursing homes, for example. That would be gone in place of this online voter registration. They say that that's going to end up resulting in, you know, some people who can get registered now not being registered in the future. So this is, I guess, what's kind of fracturing this bill and turning what was a bipartisan effort or developing that way into a little more contentious of a bill.
And how do you see the wind blowing on this one? Do you think that there will be consensus restored, or do you think it's going to keep fracturing the way it is?
I don't know what's going to happen on that one, but I can tell you that these changes are being pushed pretty fast. I mean, you consider that they were first unveiled at a press conference last Wednesday. You've now got a joint public hearing on all these bills, pretty major changes to the way elections are run in Wisconsin. And it's a joint public hearing, too. So the Senate and the Assembly are both moving pretty quick on this, and you could see votes, at least on the Government Accountability Board piece, pretty soon.
Sean, thanks a lot for talking today.
You're welcome.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol reporter. He joined us to talk about today's public hearing on proposed changes to the Government Accountability Board, campaign finance laws, and also online voter registration.